This starts off the Parsha Malkus and the remnants of Edom Zomim as we learned in the Gemara Malkus. Look, there's a very interesting comment of Rashi from the Sifrei. Ki yeri ben anashim, says Rashi, there's a fight between people, sof amios nigashin ala mishpat. It's going to end up, they're going to come to Beis Din, and mar me'ata ein shalom yotze mitoch meriva. No peace can come out of fighting. Mi garm gulot nifros from that tzaddik can be omezu meriva. What caused lo to separate from Avram, the tzaddik, vahiriv. That's the comment of the Sifrei. Rashi has another comment later, also based on the Sifrei, a little later in the parasha, ki natsu anashim yachdav ishva achiv. Again, the Sifrei comments, and Rashi quotes it, sofon lovu with a makos, shenema miyad makeyu. In other words, the story had to do with blows. It came to blows. Kemo shenema miyad makeyu, in shom yotzi mitoch matzus. Sifrei, and again in the Sifrei, you'll see they quote Lot and Avram as well. I mean, chora, it's obvious, no? What's the chidush? Okay, it's pointed out in the pasuk. Is there any havamina otherwise? To talk about this diuk in the pasuk, to bring out a Musar Haskel, it has to be something that has some corollary in a different context that maybe you can understand that it could lead to shalom. And no, you should know the rule is what it is. There are exceptions, and those exceptions teach unique chidushim in their own way. But what is the message here? If it's obvious, it's obvious. So I gleaned a little bit of this from one of the Mefarshi Rashi, the Be'er Basada, but I'm elaborating a little bit. There is a parsha in Kedoshim, a mitzvah of Ocheach Tochiach Es HaMisecha. And everyone knows that it means that if you see someone doing something wrong, there's a mitzvah to try to guide the person and give Musar. But what's not as known is the way the Pshuto Shel Mikra is explained by Mefarshim on the Chumash and quoted by the Ram Milchus Deus as well. There's another idea in Ocheach Tochiach, and Mefarshim explained it as follows. It says at the beginning of the pasuk, "Osisach yeshachicha b'vavecha," and then it says, "Ocheach tochiach." Don't hate your fellow Jew. Ocheach tochiach. And the Mefarshim explained, the Ramban has this in the second pshat, Vashbam, and other Mefarshim as well. It means that suppose someone does something to you that makes you very upset, that offends you, something very mean, and you're really upset. It really bothers you very much. So you can keep it inside. You can't let go. It's hard to let go. You can hate the person and keep it inside. The Torah says you can't do that. You can't hold on to this. You have an obligation of ocheach tochiach, not in the sense of rebuke, but in terms of literally laying out your grievance, confronting the person and saying, why did you do this? You're literally putting the person somewhat on the defensive. Why did you do this? You're laying out what bothers you. Why? The first thing explain. The goal is because this can lead to shalom. This can lead to shalom. Because hopefully the person maybe didn't realize they were acting that way. They didn't realize they made a mistake and they own up to it and they fixed the situation and they apologize and you can be mocho them and wonderful shalom al Yisrael. Or it could also mean that maybe you read them wrong. Maybe they didn't intend at all what you thought and then they explained where it was coming from and you realize that it was your mistake. So if you had just kept it inside, there would have been pirud. And because you confronted, it actually led to shalom. So there is a model for, you could say, a riv, a confrontation that can lead to shalom. But that's unique. So what's the difference? Sometimes the riv can be leading to mishpat, lead to blows, lead to, you know, and sometimes such a confrontation can also be that. The Orach Chaim HaKadosh goes with that pshat of the Rishonim, but he adds the end of the pasuk, v'sisa olav chet. Vasisa of Chait, says the Orach Chaim, means don't assume what the person did is for sure absolutely wrong. You feel wronged. Obviously, you have something to say, and you need to say it because you want to clear the air. But you have to be open to what they're going to say back to you. Don't assume the worst in the person. Vasisa of Chait, says the Orach Chaim HaKadosh, don't assume that the person is absolutely wrong. Be open to hearing what they'll say. Maybe they'll qualify it, maybe they will apologize. Don't be as accusatory as you'd otherwise be, even if you are somewhat confrontational, but don't do it in a way that automatically assumes the worst in the other person. So So if there is a certain openness to hearing what the person will say in response, then the hope is that this confrontation will actually lead to shalom as opposed to the opposite. The last nekuda, and another example where a rib doesn't always have to lead to the result that we have here, is the Gemara Kiddushin Daf Lamed Amud Beis regarding the Mechamta Shel Torah. The Gemara has a drasha, homiletically, Esvahe Besufa, says the Gemara there, that you can have a case of an Av Ubino, Rav Talmido, or maybe even Chavrusis. And sometimes you hear Chavrusis shouting at each other, right? And you're wondering what's going on here, right? Where's the Derech Eretz? Sha'oskim B'tor B'shar Echad Nasim Oivim Zezeh. So it sounds like they're very confrontational, they're enemies. Be'enam Zazim B'sham Achin Nasim Ohavim Zezeh. But at the end of the day, everyone wants Emes. Everyone wants Emes. So it's okay. It all comes out. Shalom al Yisrael at the end. If the Tumana Emes and even a Riv can sometimes lead to positive results.